And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report for Friday. And, of course, my oldest son, Matthew Deagle, is here. His website, MatthewDeagle.com, and he has some amazing services available at his website. Matthew, I know you want to make some further statements. You've got to follow what we talked about the last number of Fridays. But this is probably, this election cycle is really a battle between globalism in terms of the George Soros globalist billionaire elite, and an idea of some kind of global trade using nation states. Brexit, of course, is an example of Britain trying to kind of throw off the bands of that system, which, by the way, isn't really happening very quickly. Right now, although a lot of the polls and the media, all the media, including Fox News, by the way, are lying through their teeth. If you look at the Rasmussen poll, it looks like Trump is still up in a lot of areas. It's my feeling that this pylon of Trump, and by the way, he doesn't make it easy for himself, having been a billionaire and been a little bit too risque with kissing his beauty queens, and obviously something's happened, but probably not rape or whatever, but this man is a media guy, and he's probably done some things that most average guys, if their wife found out about it, they'd probably be sleeping in a different room, let's put it that way. But what we have is the exact things. Yeah, but he's not a misogynist, he's not a rapist and all this stuff.
Well, look, you know, you see the media all talking about how Trump is this or that. He gropes women, he's a narcissist, he's a psychopath, whatever. It shows just how naive our current view of evil is. Like, Trump is not even close to the kind of person that embodies evil.
Well, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton embody evil. And the amount of corruption with their media, the corporations and so on, right up to Carlos Slim, this richest man in Mexico, and George Soros and so on. You know, if the country takes the turn of going toward Hillary, despite the so-called very, very minor warts on Donald Trump, I don't think people realize it's the end of not only the Republican Party, it's the end of America. It's also because America's the most powerful nation.
Well, okay.
We'll set up a kind of globalism that'll be very toxic to the world.
I mean, what's going on here is that America's already metastasized, or whatever you want to say, kind of spread as a cancer throughout the world as this global military empire and the European Union. And now that form of America is also taking over back home. That's what you call globalism, is really an American agenda of global control, which started during the Cold War and didn't end even after the Cold War. They still maintain a belligerent attitude toward Russia, despite the fact Russia doesn't have a belligerent attitude toward us.
Well, why do you think that belligerent attitude is there? Because we have a common enemy with ISIS, which America is basically supporting ISIS.
I think it's just power hunger. They just want power. And also paranoia. Here's the thing, like I said, people often think that a fearless type like Trump is the evil one, right?
Right.
They think someone like him is the embodiment of evil. We're even told, like psychologists even, when they look for psychopathic traits, they focus on the trait of fearlessness or narcissism in the sense of Trump's behavior. But that's not at all what the most evil narcissistic character is. Actually, we've known for thousands of years, until recent times, we've actually had in some ways more knowledge of psychology than modern psychologists do, and that we traditionally always understood that the greatest evil was Saturn. That Saturn, the planet of fear, paranoia, suffering, isolation, and antisociality, is the planet of evil.
Yeah.
That's identified with Satan, right? Saturn. Well,
right.
Saturnine people are not people who have a low amount of fear, but a huge pathological amount of fear and hatred.
Right.
They are full of paranoia. They hate everyone else, and they think that everyone else is out to get them. And as a result, they isolate themselves from everyone else and scheme against everybody else. Now, you don't find Saturnine people in positions like where Trump is. You find Saturnine people most often as hypocritical religious fanatics, like in Islam, right? Like in Islamism, terrorists. You find them as paranoid moral crusaders, as well as evil, parasitic-type businessmen, as opposed to builders like Trump. like Mitt Romney, for example, I think is a saturnine person. Right. Corporate raiders and people like that, I think, are saturnine, embodying this negative, an overall negative character that is more destructive than creative.
That's very important. That's really interesting, because the kind of people around Hillary, and just look at a list of things that come out in WikiLeaks, and they're coming on batches now, multiple times
a day. Now, Hillary herself... isn't saturnine, but she's the feminine earth element with paranoia. She's a paranoid person who is quite often associated with the saturnine person. Like, you look, traditionally, for example, the criminal behavior of Jews has been associated with Saturn.
Right.
Well, if you look at the actual flag of Israel, though, and the symbol of Judaism for hundreds of years now, it symbolizes the feminine earth element, which is like this mentality of cowardly conformity and isolation within your group,
right,
following the leader, being a sheep, right? The symbol of being a sheep. Whereas the actual symbol of Saturn, the sickle and so forth, you know, we did find actually in the symbol of communism, we like Stalin, for example, was also not pure Saturnine, but only approaching it. The pure Saturnine person is a real embodiment of evil. You'll find that, I think, among most of these Islamist terrorists, most of these mass shooters, like James Holmes or Adam Lanza, they're Saturnine, you see? People who are just in the embodiment of hatred in an active form.
Okay, let me go one step further, Matt. I want to get your analysis of a collective psychology. This collective psychology of America right now is very sick. We have women and men that look at Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and the Democratic Party and what they've done with Donna Brazile and George Soros and all those other things coming out in WikiLeaks and her statements to the bank in Brazil, the Brazilian bank, about open borders and globalism. Things are, they either give it a pass to the media, or they completely ignore it, or they just say, well, it's not verified in court, even the rapes by Bill Clinton. We have a situation now where, so Donald Trump says mean things, or things that they want to say are mean, or talks about groping, so therefore he's a rapist, and so on. So everything's so exaggerated now, we have a situation where, if you look at the Rasmussen poll, actually,
well,
Trump is still ahead of it.
All this stuff are signs. All these things are signs.
Let me finish my question, because I want to get time to give an answer. We have a situation now where people are really stressed out by this election cycle, but the consequences are going to be grisly. When they stack the Supreme Court with leftist judges, it'll destroy the Constitution. When they open borders, so hundreds of millions of people arrive here from MS-13 gangs in El Salvador. When we have the corruption of every department of the government, which is already bad now, but so corrupt, no legal or normal business can operate inside the government. And the elite can pretty well do anything they want, almost like the ancient empires where the rule of kings, they can do anything. Hillary Clinton, and I heard this comment, could eat a child on the White House lawn, and the media would look the other way. I mean, it's that bad right now.
Yeah, it's a bit of an exaggeration, but I mean, yeah, they can basically, Hillary Clinton can definitely, I mean, the problem here is that people like her are in a sense, naive people that are full of false ideas of right and wrong. That's what I think is the real sign of the coming of the Great Saturn, or the Antichrist, or whatever, really pseudo-Christ or whatever, Jim Jones type character I was talking about last time, is because this false, paranoid, hypocritical pseudo-morality is on the rise. Social justice, feminism.
Well, I saw one woman on the news media crying last week about Donald Trump, about a rumor about him doing something, and she was literally bawling. I'm taking care of the grown woman.
This kind of irrational emotionalism, that's the 18, right? That's the mother of Saturn, the 18, which is like Hillary Clinton. That is what brings about the greatest evil, the active evil of Saturn.
Yeah, and in other words, what you're saying is the psychology and the mental state and the spiritual state of the public is going to bring this forward, is what you're saying.
What's happening now is good is being viewed as evil, and evil is being viewed as good.
Right,
things that were formerly regarded as being immoral are now considered to be not just moral, but are untouchable.
Yeah, like Bill Clinton is actually... Hillary's gone for 5 days before the debate.
That is one of the
But Bill Clinton's going to do two stops, and Chelsea Clinton two stops, and she's gone until next Wednesday.
Well, like, for example, you look at the rise of the usurious banking industry. The whole European Union is arguably a dictatorship based around their central bank. Usury used to be considered to be a mortal sin. I mean, you go straight to hell.
And by the way, the euro, did you know this, Matt, that all the coins and all of the notes have the Rothschild signature and insignia on those notes in Europe. They're completely
owned
by the Rothschilds.
Well, whoever it is, I don't care if it's the Rothschilds or the Jews, whatever. You see, the thing is, the whole thing about the Jews is also misinformed. It's not the Jews, per se. The same thing is going on with Muslims now. The same thing happened in the Catholic Church with their usurers. What it is Saturnine people.
Right.
Saturn. Not the Jews, per se. The Jews just happen to concentrate a certain Saturnine type of person.
Right, so in other words, in different groups, a similar process is happening.
Yes.
Now,
it's not an ideology, it's not a certain religion or ideology. It's not a certain culture or race. It's a certain type of person.
So in other words, the psychology of the population is being prepared for an antichrist, is what you're saying.
The population is being, I would say that everything is just tending in that direction because of mass false thinking and negativity.
Right. In fact, they'll say good is evil and evil is good, and they get red-faced.
Well, they're already saying that.
I've seen this guy, Leland Vittert. He's on Fox News, and he's, you know, one of these good-looking broadcasters. And this guy, you can tell, is not a smart guy. And he starts getting red-faced and, you know, shaking his head about comments about Donald Trump. It's like, Leland, you got to get your act together here, because people look at you and you look like a fool. But I'm changing the name from the Lame Brain Network or the Lame Stream Network to the Rage Stream Network. And I think what your point is that maybe this kind of irrational rage by the media and saying good is evil, evil is good, is where they're preparing the population to accept things that violate common sense and decency, but they're going to be considered commonplace.
It's very simple. I mean, just look at what's preached as morality. The basically what we're told, that the ultimate good is Marxism, even though it's murdered millions of people, right? And the ultimate evil is fascism, they say. Anything that resembles fascism, that's right wing, or that wants to crack down on actual immorality the way that Trump wants to, is what they call evil.
Yeah, so they're saying
he's
a fascist,
well,
is what you're saying.
Feminism, where being a whore is regarded as being a moral right, and criticizing it is regarded as immoral. Similarly, where there's a paranoia about racism, where we're told over and over that the white race is the evilest race on earth, despite the fact that blacks, for example, kill each other at a much higher rate than whites do. We're told that blacks are just innocent victims, despite the fact that their crime rate is astronomical. Amongst themselves,
killing black on black is where 95% of the murder. Yeah,
traditionally, there's a reason why Saturn is associated with blacks and Africans, because Saturn is prevalent among those with the aggression genes, where this mentality of complete and out of control hatred is found.
Well, that's why even other dictators besides Islam, like Idi Amin Dada, who is such a maniac, he would actually eat people. Remember that, Idi Amin?
That kind of stuff. I mean, Liberia, same thing. There were gangs of like 13 to 18-year-old boys cannibalizing each other. See, the thing is that now we're in a situation where good is evil and evil is good. The essence of evil, according to our current paradigm, is the white man. Even though, statistically, the white man is actually the most moral person on earth.
Right.
On average. Obviously, there are examples of evil white men like Mitt Romney. But on average, the white man is the most virtuous and moral person on earth. And he was traditionally the role model for everyone else. Now he's supposedly the essence of evil. On the other hand, what's being touted as the ultimate victim and the ultimate good are evil gangsters and evil religious fanatics like Islamists and Jews. You see? Evil. Saturnine people. And this all stems from their pathological self-pity, where they're trying to characterize the white male, such as Donald Trump, as being a dangerous figure responsible for all our problems, while historically and realistically and statistically, the white man is a masculine person with a low prevalence of the aggression allele.
Right.
Therefore, because first of all, masculinity means by itself activity. Right, so If a man doesn't have...
In other words, you're talking about the covering and protectionist, a non-aggressive covering and protection.
If a man is not aggressive, and yet is active, and he's active good. So, in general, right, this is just a general symbolic thing. In general, on average, white men represent active good.
Right.
Whereas on average, right, and in fact, on average, the average black man isn't that bad either. It's just that a certain larger minority of black men, however, have this aggression gene where they represent active evil or Saturn. Same thing with, you know, the majority of Jews are just dupes. But certain rabbis, certain Jews who have given them all a bad rap, represent Saturn or active evil. And in our society, I think we find those Saturnine people, particularly in our pseudo-religious or cult organizations like Jim Jones, right?
And also our political system tends to filter them out. It tends to, the scum rises to the top of the political system.
That's true.
The
scum rises to the top. And most of the stuff that we blame all whites for doing, like the colonialization, right, the colonization, the Catholic Church's crimes in the Americas, those trace back, again, to Saturnine clergy. The Catholic clergy who themselves were the Saturnines of the white race.
Right.
They were not the average white man. These were Saturnine demons in the flesh.
Right.
They had nothing to do with the average solar or martial or mercurial European man.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is that the average European man is now being characterized as the embodiment of evil, even though, on average, he is the furthest from the embodiment of evil, pretty much anything. This is a very bad trend.
So what does this mean for this non-election cycle? Let's pick a scenario one. Hillary steals the election with the help of the media and George Soros and Carlos Slim, and she becomes president. We have also, very likely, going to still have a Republican Congress and Senate. So she's going to try to pass a number of executive orders to do things like a queen of America that's going to really cause a lot of problems, including seizing people's guns, Second Amendment rights, open borders.
Yeah, the big problem with Clinton is that she's paranoid about Russia, and she really believes Russia's out to get her and to block America's plans for world domination.
She actually takes it personal, too.
In my opinion, these people, like Clinton, are threatening to bring about.
You know, she takes it personal. She's actually said that Putin and Russians are hacking in to make sure she doesn't get elected. I'm thinking, there's no evidence of that.
Yeah.
None.
Well, I mean, let's talk some more about the Saturnine, right? First of all, Saturn has traditionally been associated with revolutions where the good were replaced by the bad, and good was switched with bad in morality.
Right.
You look, for example, at the French Revolution. The French Revolution, right, in my opinion, was the first big Saturnine revolution in which the scum of society took over under false pretenses of being supposedly for the common man's justice, right, social justice. And what actually came of it was Napoleon, a dictator. Same thing with the Soviet Union. These people revolted, and the result was that basically these scum of society replaced the nobility. You got rid of Tsar Nicholas, and you replaced him with Stalin, eventually, you see? You took away good by characterizing good as evil, replaced it with evil, evil as good.
I know
that's
that
right now in general.
I know the religious people that believe in the Constitution are under a great strain now with this election cycle coming up, because if Hillary gets in, she'll basically make religion of all types anathema.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. Welcome back. So, Matthew, this is a very interesting train of thought. How likely do you think it is? What percentage would you put on either a Trump or a Clinton presidency in the next 3 weeks? Because the energy, and I heard a stupid comment today on Fox News when I scanned it for a few minutes, and to me it's chock full of lies. Basically saying that the energy of the Hillary Clinton supporters is now equal with the Trump supporters. That's plainly ridiculous. She can't fill a gymnasium, and he can fill two stadia. It's all of the mud that they're throwing at him. You know, the old Russian saying, if you throw enough mud against the wall, something's going to stick. I think it's getting starting to counteract, especially after the counterattack by Trump against Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, who abused these women sitting in the second debate. She's not going to even show up until next week, until the debate day. I think that the chances that she's going to become president are probably a lot less than the pundits and the media are trying to push. They're trying to see, they're trying to create a reality or a myth, and then trying to get people on the Republican side to either pull away from Trump or to say it's already over, so give up. It's almost like you're in a fight and people are cheering on the side, and you have the stronger wrestler already has somebody in a headlock. And they're saying, he's losing, and the guy's got the other person in the headlock ready to have the person tap out, and they're still telling him that he should give up because he can't possibly win, and he already has the other side in a headlock. This is pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously nuts, but the whole thing really revolves around this false this Inquisition type of morality going on here, where good is evil and evil is good.
Right.
So that's been going on for a long time now. In my opinion, all of the mainstream religions on this planet are the same, in the same category as Jim Jones, really. Because they also are all following Saturn as their god, ultimately. Saturn meaning something. Now, here's the thing. The Saturn, of course, as a force of nature, is just neutral itself. But that, in its neutral form, it's the feminine Saturn, which represents peace. That's why they say Saturn ruled the Golden Age. Saturn, is, in its masculine form, though, is the opposite of peace. It's the disruption of peace, like terrorism and active evil. It represents, it's equivalent to the number negative one, or a negative. The destruction of the one, or the logos. So it's called the anti-logos, or against the power of creation, or the word of God, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
That is, it is that which blasphemes against the Most High and calls itself the, and creates a new replacement for the actual universal God, which is what I think most of these religions are worshiping, is Saturn. Particularly, you can see this, you know, traditionally the Jews are associated with Saturn because of their isolation, hatred, machinations, and parasitism.
Right.
I think even that, it's just not the entire Jewish people, it's their leaders, their clergy.
Yeah,
I think
the Catholic Church,
although it's would call itself all sorts of other things, like jovial or solar, I think has been, at least since the Renaissance, maybe earlier, ruled by Saturnine people as well. I think it's the same thing with most Christian churches. They're also run by Saturnine people, therefore Satan, you see. Islam as well. Islam still retains some of the anti-Saturnine teachings of Muhammad, like being against usury and so forth, but it increasingly also now is controlled by Saturnines, and they often use the Saturnine symbol, the crescent and star, to represent themselves. So all around the world we see Saturn taking over the religions and switching good with evil. You see, switching evil with good and good with evil. That's what Saturn does.
Right.
It tells you that it, the demon, the absolute excrement of humanity, is the victim. That it is the oppressed, the one that deserves our pity and compassion. And that the one that punishes it for its evil deeds is evil. You see? We see this, for example, in the incessant propaganda of the Jews about the Holocaust. The Germans are supposedly an inherently evil people, and the Jews are a good, godly people, even though anybody informed about their religion knows it's full of evil, hatred, and Saturnine.
Well, you just have to read Sephiot Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, and you can actually read it, and your hair will stand up.
It's the original heresy. And I think that's where this ultimately comes from. I think that Judaism has influenced the other religion to become Saturnine.
Yeah, I think that may well be true.
Like, for example, Shiism is a form of Jewish Islam.
Well, you know that the Saudi Arabians that support ISIS were crypto-Jews that actually came into Saudi Arabia and became the head of...
I don't know about the Saudis, but I do know that in Iran, that's certainly the case.
Yeah, exactly.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And welcome back. So, Matt, yeah, let's look at a couple of different. We can cut the bumper. A couple of different scenarios. The first scenario, scenario number one, is the media are lying, but they've convinced enough people to abandon Trump, including in the Republican Party, and enough of people who are wavering that Trump loses by probably a narrow enough margin. And there's a lot of voter fraud going on. We know that that's the case. So the consequences are. You know, I'll just pick the top three or four things. Firstly, she'll stack the Supreme Court. She'll leave the borders open. She's going to threaten Russia with a no-fly zone with NATO. And the fourth thing that will happen is she's going to make changes to the banking system, which they're already talking about, that could precipitate a crash in the economy.
Well, what Clinton represents, she represents is just George Bush 2.0 in terms of the same mentality of irrational paranoia and false solutions. Like the surveillance of the entire country is not the solution. The solution is something like immigration control. Right?
Well, not just immigration. They need to have somebody else. They need to have somebody in these imams.
Another example. Another example of good becoming evil and evil becoming good.
Right.
Right now, it's considered to be immoral to criticize immigration because immigrants. And you think about what's the root of this evil becoming good? It is the vice of pity. You think pity is a good thing, But pity is not a good thing, I don't think. I think compassion is good, but pity is evil. And it is the essence of what Saturn does. It tells us that anybody who is pitiable is therefore good and benevolent. And our pity of these refugees is causing us to blind ourselves to the evil they bring with them.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday with Bill Warner. Yeah.
And I think that also comes partly from false teachings in the church introduced by Saturnine people. I think all of these religions are heretical because they've been influenced by Saturn. It's not just the view of me outside of those religions. For example, Michael Hoffman, a devout Catholic, has several books exposing the hypocrisy and the transformation of the Catholic Church into a usurious banking empire. You can read Usury in Christendom by him. He also has good works exposing the practice of white slavery, that whites were also enslaved, such as Irish, and that that the Jews played a large role in that slavery. Also that in Eastern Europe, in Poland, in the Middle Ages, the Jews owned white slaves. You know, where they're seen now as being the victims, but they were traditionally evil Saturnine oppressors. And I think they still are. I don't think every Jew is, but just like with the Catholic Church, their clergy are evil, right? Their clergy are Saturnine demons in the flesh. And most of the Jews represent the 18, or the mentality of this kind of naive adherence, sheepishness. But the shepherd leading them is Satan. Same thing with most Christians, I think. I think a lot of the teachings in Christianity are not derived from Jesus' actual teachings, but have encouraged docility and submissiveness, and the same attitude which is conducive to someone like Jim Jones coming to power. A lot of the ideologies we have now, I think, are the offspring of Judaism and Christianity.
Well, what are the consequences, Ben? I want you to project, though, where this is going, because I'm going to make a couple of predictions, and these are not prophecies or whatever, they're just predictions.
First of all, the church was turned into a Saturnine or satanic institution. And now the satanic, naive, and immoral form of Christianity has metamorphosed into a secular ideology of social justice and pity. You see? Remember Christianity had this...
In other words, you're saying if the church actually stuck to its moral groundwork, it wouldn't be supporting Hillary Clinton any Republican that would have the Saturnine kind of viewpoints, like George Bush.
Europe wouldn't have any of the problems it has now if it had simply gotten rid of the Saturnine people, i.e. dismantled the Catholic Church and banished the Jews. That was it. If they had done that, Europe would have remained as it was. The problem came from these evil, antisocial religious fanatics. And it's the same thing with Islamists today. They represent the same energy. Not isolated to any one group, but it is active in one or the other group to a greater degree at any time.
Yeah, that's why Bill Warner. That's why Bill Warner warns that Sharia is far more dangerous than the jihad of murder.
Now, here's the thing. I think that if the mistake the Nazis made was not going after the Jews per se, the mistake they made was going after all of the Jews as if they were all the same thing as the rabbis.
Right.
It should be the same thing as going after all Catholics because of the crimes of their clergy. Doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah. They could have dealt with 0.1%, and the problem would have been solved.
They could have dealt with, you know, maybe 1 in 10 Jews at the most was one of these Saturnine people, and if they had carefully removed only those and dismantled the isolating and cultic structure of their society, then they would have resolved the whole problem without harming any innocents. And the only people that would have been removed or killed would have been these evil Saturnines. I think it's the same thing with Islamists today. Now, the problem is that we're creating a situation where it's very difficult to do it selectively because we're letting in masses of immigrants indiscriminately that harbor amongst them these Saturnine.
Yeah, every department in the government,
preceded the Holocaust.
Right, even the director of the CIA.
The Holocaust was not the result of the evil of the Germans, right? We're told it's the result of the evil of the Germans. The Holocaust was the result of a desperate attempt to resolve the conflict between the Germans and the Jews because of the culture clash, the same thing that's going on in Europe with Islamists today.
Right, yeah, similar thing. So even the director, by the way, of the CIA, who happens to be a converted Muslim, warns us of the danger of unvetted Muslims coming in from these countries. So it's not like an isolated thing. They realize, and even many Muslims...
Personally, I don't believe the anti-Muslim propaganda online. A lot of that's produced by Jews.
I agree. In other words, we want a reformation here.
I don't have a big problem with Muslims. or Islam, right? I have a problem with Islamists.
Islamists, yeah. Yeah, they want to push Sharia law and want to... Yeah, Sharia law, and they want to push the idea Islam is going to...
It's not even Sharia. I mean, Sharia means just the way, right?
No, no, it's more than that. We talked about that with Bill Warner on Wednesday. Yeah, Sharia in all its forms is bad because
it doesn't matter what the trappings are. If Saturn's in control, it's evil. There's Saturnines over here, like Mitt Romney in the LDS. He's a Saturnine. He's just as evil as Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Well, apparently this guy McMullen, who's a ex-CIA... In Utah, is just a hair.
We love Zionism, right? We love Israel.
Let me finish my sentence, Matt.
Controlled by Saturn too.
Let me finish my statement. In Utah, this is an interesting anomaly. The third candidate, independent, is McMullen, is an ex-CIA Mormon, and he's just a hair behind Trump and Clinton. And it's very possible he could become the quote to win that state as an independent candidate. So
let's just think here for a second about what the notion of a pseudo Christ really means, because that's the actual word in the New Testament, not Antichrist, but pseudo.
It's a pseudo, yeah. So
it is somebody who looks superficially, a false Christ, someone who looks superficially like Jesus, like a Messiah, coming in and bringing justice, but in reality is evil. That is what is going on here with all of these different ideologies. You've got the false messiahs of Zionism, like Menachem Mendel Schneerson. You've got the false messiahs of Marxism, like the European Union, false messiahs of the West as well. You see, these false nationalists and pseudo Nazis as well. Many of them are also Saturnine. It is a certain type of human being that's the problem, not a certain ideology. See, they want us to think about ideologies as being the problem, so we don't band together against them as a whole. They want us to think. These Saturnines want us to think that it's just the Jews or just the Muslims or just the white man. They don't want us to think the truth that it's them. A certain type of person that has ruled the earth for 3,000 years and whose reign is finally coming to an end, but it has to come to an end with an iron fist. We have to eliminate them from society as an entire type of person. So they stop inciting wars. They stop corrupting our ideologies. They stop turning good into evil and evil into good, regardless of who they are. It happens right now that one of the main vessels of Saturn, along with this European Union, is the Islamist movement, like ISIS. That's why we have to control the immigration. We don't have any problem with Muslims or Islam. We have a problem with the Saturnine influence, which is...
Well, even the comments Matt, I wanted to make this comment. They twist the statements of Donald Trump. He's not saying permanently stop or against Muslims. He's saying we want to have ultra vetting to make sure they're not embedded in the Muslim refugee population.
Now, here's the thing: is that the there's two kinds of Saturn. Right, the full evil Saturn is the 17. It represents the masculine evil or active evil.
Right.
Ironically, the feminine Saturnine represents peace. So Saturn is the dichotomy of peace and unpeace. Wherever you find the Saturnine in the masculine evil form, you find the instigation of war. Like, for example, the Jews, who would fund one side of a war and the other side of the war simultaneously and profit on it, regardless of the victim.
Like the that's the banker wars of the last several centuries since the Napoleonic Wars.
It's clear Saturnine behavior.
Right.
Corporate rating, like what Mitt Romney does. The moment that you see someone behaving like that, they should be immediately kidnapped and banished from society, put in jail for the rest of their life, whatever. And the thing is, we have to realize, we have to become basically fascist against these people. The fascism is not the evil here. The evil is Marxism, right? The evil is not the good people in society getting together against the evil minority. It is the evil minority presenting itself as the saviors and the victims, when in reality, they're destroying everything. And if they get the full power they want, they will literally destroy most of our population in World War III. This is
there's a lot of statements like that. The Russians just had a drill between the 4th and 7th. The Russian media have talked about it. Yeah. In newspapers around the world are saying World War III, especially in Britain, when the Russians are getting ready.
Something else you have to realize is that the Nazis, the reason why the Nazis did bad things, besides the fact they were indiscriminate, the main reason is that they were influenced not just by fascism per se, but by an occult organization called the Thule Society. The Thule Society, or Thule Gesellschaft, was actually introduced to Hitler by a saturnine Jewish charlatan, Hermann Steinschneider. A saturnine Jew himself was the one who introduced Hitler to the ideas of racism and racial purity and so forth.
Isn't that weird? Initially, yeah. People don't know this history, do they?
An original part of his ideology. And the people who surrounded Hitler that were members of this organization, guess what? They were also, some of them were arguably of Israelite or Jewish descent and were saturnine as well. And pushing this belief that the problems with Jews were the result of race and not the result of this minority of saturnine people. It's the same thing going on in the U.S. right now with racists. It's controlled opposition. Like you said yourself, the FBI actually runs a lot of these racist groups, and I suspect that in the FBI, we have some infiltration from some friends of these saturnine-type individuals. Because, at least on a subconscious level, the effect is that the blame is shifted from the evil saturnine minority of blacks to the entire black race, you see, when the average black is not one of these thugs.
Yeah, in fact, actually, if you find a black family that's, let's say, a conservative black family, they're in some ways even more conservative than the average white family.
Yes. At the same time, what's happening is that there is obfuscation of the existence of the evil blacks. The evil element of blacks, just like the evil element of Jews, is obscured from our view by treating the entire group as either all bad or all victims and all people.
Yeah, they lump them together, yeah.
And so we're ignoring the fact that in those groups, such as Islam, Judaism, and blacks in the U.S., there is this evil, saturnine current. These people who ultimately will destroy, physically destroy, most of our northern hemisphere in World War III if they're in power. And I think that on some level that might even be their goal.
I think you may be correct that there's a level of evil there that doesn't just want greed or power. They want death.
They want destruction. Because think about, what is it that drives Saturn? It's hatred. Hatred. Look at Jim Jones, right? As soon as Jim Jones was frustrated, then he killed all of his followers. The same thing with these people. They will kill it. I think Israel, for example. Israel is the same thing. Now, not most Jews who were there. They're just naive, right?
Right.
They followed the cult into Jonestown, i.e. Israel, which is the giant...
Yeah, think of Israel like Jonestown. I talked to... Barry Chalmers is a good example of that, Matt.
I think the rabbis there are prepared for a Samson option in which they nuke
themselves
and their enemies simultaneously and kill all their own people.
Matt, let me make a comment from Barry Chalmers. Barry said precisely what you're saying, which, and he's a Jew, he's from Winnipeg, Manitoba, fought in 1982 in the IDF. He was banished from the nation. They tried to kill him three times. His family still lives there, and he's terrified for
him. No, here's something else.
Let me finish what I'm saying is precisely what you said, which is they're preparing the 7 million plus Jews in Israel to die. And they have the Samson option ready, and they're just hair trigger crazy. I mean, when you listen to comments by Netanyahu and Lieberman.
It's the same thing with the U.S.
Yeah, it's the same with the United States.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If we allow these people in power. Here's the thing is that you look at Joe Biden, for example, saying that there's a question about whether Israel can be a Jewish state and a democracy. He doesn't mean a religion, right? He doesn't mean these evil rabbis. He doesn't mean Saturn. He means there's a question over whether it can be ethnic at the same time that it's a democracy. Because he's following this ideology of neo-Marxism where nationalism and ethnicity are what's bad. Now, Netanyahu, I don't think is so bad per se because he's more of the nationalist and somewhat less Saturn influenced. However, he's funded by and supported by these rabbis, so he has no way out of... And I think they would kill him if he broke away from them.
He is also a CFR member, too.
I don't think that... Well, he also had talks with Putin. I think that right now, any sane people in Israel are caught between the Marxist extremists and the evil of their own rabbis, who ultimately will, just like Jim Jones, destroy their own followers if they're frustrated.
Right.
And same thing, I think, with... Why is it that the European Union flag is a symbol of the apocalypse? Why is that...
That's interesting. Now, can you expand on that for a minute, Matt? Because I think people really need to realize the symbology is already embedded into the group psychology of the people. And right now, the Deutsche Bank is about to be apocalyptically destroyed, which is trillions of dollars of debt. They're the Aleppo, and what Hillary Clinton has mentioned, even on the campaign trail, is patently crazy. In fact, the general a few weeks ago mentioned that if we try to set up a no-fly zone, this means immediate war with Russia. That means World War III now. It's that crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Russia is really going to go to war with us. That's the only thing keeping this from happening, is that Russia is not as crazy as people in power here. But
they are going to respond. They're going to respond just like they responded by killing those 30 intel officers in East Aleppo. They're going to respond,
ISIS, right?
Yeah.
What is ISIS? ISIS is the same sort of thing. Like, they don't care if they die so long as their enemies also die.
Right.
I think that's the same view that is held by some of these people in our, that we trust as being social justice warriors trying to bring about a new communist utopia or whatever, that they actually, if push comes to shove, if they're stuck in a cold.
Yeah.
Just like Jim Jones.
Yeah, amazing. Interesting analysis. Back in just a moment with Matthew. We'll be right back in the top of the hour. Ann Morrison and the Twiland.info blog. The firing line in hour three coming up Friday, the 14th. Just a few days away from, 5 days away from the final debate. Back in just a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Let's develop this a little further. What's your analysis or prediction, say, for the next 6 months?
First of all, I want to talk about symbolically, because remember, I think that events like Jonestown are not just isolated from everything else. They're a warning of something bigger to come, of the same phenomenon.
Yeah, in other words, this is like a Jonestown type event, is what you're saying.
I think that what's going on in Israel and what's going on in the U.S. and EU is all a large-scale Jonestown, in which the end result is that the entire population is wiped out.
That's kind of scary. Yeah, well,
the role of Hillary Clinton in this is that she represents one of the harlot of Babylon, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I think you're correct, harlot of Babylon.
She's the girlfriend of the Antichrist, you see? The girlfriend of Jim Jones. She's a feminine, delusional, paranoid, egocentrist who can't see reality because she's so trapped in her narrow-minded idea of right and wrong. She believes in the ideology of this Dajjal or Antichrist that right is wrong and wrong is right. And so do the mass of prurient feminists who are currently, protesting against Putin and slandering Putin in our media. Putin's also supposedly evil when he's actually the good one.
Right.
Same thing with Clinton. She's being seduced by the beast, you see. She is the harlot, but the beast himself is yet to come. And he could easily come very quickly in this scenario. It's just negative and positive. First you put the negative in power, like Merkel and Clinton, and the female is then succeeded by the male.
Wow, that's an interesting thesis.
You see, which is this 17, this Antichrist, this Saturnine Jim Jones type person, and his entourage, who will first attempt world domination through social justice actions, like sharing resources, and then when they are frustrated, they will pull the trigger, press the red button, and start World War III. That is what's going on in Israel, too. And I think here's a solution. If you want to stop this from happening, these ISIS terrorists all have to be killed right now. I mean killed. They need to be... You can't put them in jail. You can't try them. You have to go wherever they are and kill every single one of them. You have
right.
to, and if Israel wants to save itself from self-destruction, they have to arrest or kill their own rabbis. They're also of the same nature. You have to kill these people or else they will kill us.
Right.
They are negative. They are a negative being, a negative one.
Well, the Samson option's very real, Matt. I know that this is a fact.
You can't speak of human rights in regard to ISIS or in regard to these Saturnines. You can only speak of the need to die, you see, not a right to live. We can't hesitate with ISIS. You have to wipe them off the face of the planet right now.
So when Trump was talking about that, of course,
every one of them you kill, you save at least five others.
Now, listen to this. One of the things we've got proof is that America's bombing runs just moved the rubble around. Russia comes in after.
They've done this. Well, let me just say this. They've done this before. Atlantis was destroyed by the exact same kind of person, which is called the people of hate, or in German, Hostful. Right? People of hate have done this before. They've destroyed an entire civilization before. They'll do it again unless we kill them.
So to characterize it, Hillary Clinton and Merkel in Europe are the whores of Babylon, preparing the way for the Antichrist arrival.
Yes, they just need to be removed from power through humiliation, like these emails. But the actual ISIS guys, they need to die.
Yeah, I agree. They need to die. Amazing. Remarkable analysis, Matt. Looking forward to next week, and we should do some videos if we can this weekend. Ann Morrison coming up, Twiland.info. And hour three, The Firing Line, your health and wellness questions answered by Dr. Bill. And the host with the most is Michelle. She'll be here in just an hour. Back in a moment with Ann Morrison. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.